mercy and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We bowled last night. Not one of my strengths. In fact, I was glad Mason came along because we battled for the bottom. I had an aunt, great aunt actually, who was a great bowler. She had all kinds of trophies, and she had those little bowling pins for all her 300 games. And there were lots of them. And it was a good thing she was a good bowler and had those pins, because I couldn't stand going over to their house because there was nothing to do. It was not exactly the most kid-friendly environment. There was one room where everybody gathered, and they had a TV, but I never saw the TV turned on, so I don't even know if the TV actually even worked. And so they would talk, and my sister and I would bowl. We'd take those little pins, and we had a little rubber ball, and we'd bowl. That was it. So she, my Aunt Soph, took us out to teach us how to bowl. I believe it was a huge mistake. Never really got it. So bowling is not part of the genetic pool. Or if it is, it skips generations twofold, I think. So when I was in college, I was in summer school. There were four of us living in an apartment, and when you're in Clarion, Pennsylvania, in summer school, there isn't a whole lot going on to be able to do. You still had to pay a student activity fee, but there weren't many student activities. But the one activity they did have was every Wednesday night for $2 you could go bowling. You could bowl three games and have the shoes, $2. And so the four of us went. Now, my one roommate was Dave Gavel. Dave Gavel and I worked together at the radio station. I was the general manager of the radio station. He was my sports director. He drove me nuts. He was the most arrogant, most competitive person I had ever met in my entire life, and I've met lots of people. And he still stands on top of that mountain today. So the first time we went out bowling, we go out bowling and we bowl for fun, and I bowl the way I normally bowl, which is the second time we go out. It's decided that we're going to have a more competitive sort of environment, that we're going to break up into teams. And so as soon as this is decided, before the words even stopped going through my ear that we were going to do this, Dave steps in, because he was one of the best bowlers, and the guy named Ace, I never knew what Ace's real name was the second best bowler. And so Dave immediately says, "I'll take Jim," because he clearly didn't want me on his team. Well, I don't know how it happened, but that day, I started out with five consecutive strikes, followed by two more spares, and then two more strikes. I think in the end, I bowled something like a 245. And he was mad. Oh, was he mad! And me, I just kind of strutted around. Because as far as I was concerned, he got exactly what he deserved. Never even come close to that ever since. In fact, I think we bowled what? How many? Three games? And I think I actually only got into double figures. Well, I had a turkey, yeah, but I only got into over 100, I think, twice out of those. But that's okay. It's just all for fun. And if you want to see my athletic prowess, you can see it again in action this afternoon as I golf. And I golf just about as well as I bowl. Not quite part of my skill set. Today's gospel lesson uses the term talent. We kind of think about that as our skill set, the things we can do, the things we can't do. In actuality, the phrase talent here is a big chunk of money they're talking about. You know, about 10 or 20 years worth of money for the average ancient Middle Eastern. But we've taken that word talent and we've now made it into something else because it really does apply, I think, not only just to our money, but it does apply to our skills and abilities. You know, this is the Frank Stock gospel lesson, if there ever was one, because it talks about what you do with your money. It talks about investing it. It talks about using it and making some more money. It talks about doing the things you need to do to understand the blessings you have and to increase those blessings wherever you can. Except for the third guy. The third guy I want to talk about. The chicken. The one who couldn't because he was afraid. Well, I know that you take things that aren't yours. You reap what you didn't sow. You harvest where you didn't scatter seed. I was afraid. So I buried it in the ground. I hid it. Fear is an amazing thing because I have a friend who talks about fear being a great motivator. And it can be at times. But fear can be quite disabling too. It can actually take us and make us not do the things that we know we should do because we're not sure exactly what the outcome is. And so if we're not clear about what the outcome is and we're filled with fear because of what the outcome might be, we choose not to do anything at all to be able to let the world just kind of roll on over us and be what it may, then we don't have to have any sense of inner responsibility for what's taken place because we didn't do a thing. You see, God blesses us. And that's part of what this lesson is about, is talking about those blessings that God gives us and not so much that God blesses us, but what we do with these blessings. How do we utilize them? How do we make them what they could possibly be? How do we allow them to nurture and grow within ourselves? This week, I had a luncheon with the brain crew. I had a luncheon with all the retired pastors of this congregation. I sat down and I figured it out that there is probably within the lives of the six of them nearly a quarter of a millennia of pastoral experience and knowledge. And so we talked about the fact of what they bring to the table. We talked about the fact of who they are and the gifts they have and how God's blessed them. And we then went into a discussion about how that might be better utilized within this congregation. Because they understand those gifts that they've been given. They understand the need to utilize those gifts and to be able to use them because they see what they have been given as a blessing from God. One in which they've nurtured over time. One in which they've invested their time and their energy to make it grow into something that it is today. And then not something they just simply take and bury, but something that gets reinvested back into the kingdom of God. These people are amazing. That was one of the most beautiful pieces I had ever heard sung by a choir. They take their gifts, their musical abilities, their skill, their love of singing, their love of music, and they wrap it all together with what Marcy brings to the table with her ability to be able to lead them and help them be even better than they are. And they give us this gorgeous gift of music. All in an effort to praise God. They take their gifts And they invest their time and their energy and their skill within there to be better than they were before, to be able to give us that which God has blessed them with. As we sit here, some of us are the five, some of us are the two, some of us are the one. Because we have a variety of different gifts, skills, and abilities. Some of us feel greatly blessed. Others of us don't feel like we have a whole lot to bring to the table. But the reality is we have all had something to bring to the table. We have all been blessed by God in some form or fashion. And God asks us simply to take that which we've been given and to utilize it to the best form and fashion we can. To invest our time, our energy, our skill, our labor, our love into all those things to make it even better than it originally was when we got it. I guess I proved out at some point in time I could be a pretty decent bowler if I put the time and the effort into it. But it's not what I want to use my time for. But there are those things that God has placed within your lives that allow you to be able to serve Him in a variety of different ways. Just by understanding what those gifts are, by utilizing them within this church and within this community in which we live, to be able to invest your time and your energy and your passion into those things to make them grow and flourish, to be able to change this world in which we live in. You all have the opportunity to do that. God, in fact, demands that you do that. I don't think any of us want to deal with the whole gnashing of teeth thing that we have in today's gospel lesson. Because it is simply the understanding that we have been blessed as God's children. We have been given the ability to stand forth within this world and do things that are truly amazing when we take what God has given us and we put our time and ourselves into it and we allow our love to be reflected in that which we give. There are a myriad of things that take place within this community of faith. A place where each and every one of you can fit in to be able to do something to bring this community to a place it's never been before. It is simply a matter of understanding that you have been given what is needed. So when the question is asked, it very well could be that you are the person to fit into that niche, to do that job at that moment. Because if it isn't you, then who? And if it isn't now, then when? You have been blessed. Of all the people in the world, you have been greatly blessed. It's reflected in everything that you have. It's reflected in what you do. It is reflected in the relationship you have with your God. What this gospel lesson brings forth for us is the understanding of what are you going to choose to do with those blessings? Are you going to live a life of fear? Will you take what God has given you and dig a hole and put it in the backyard? Or are you going to take those blessings? You're going to do what you can to make the very most out of them each and every day of your life. That's the challenge the Master places before us. What are you going to do with what you've been given? Because it seems pretty clear, if you're not going to use it, you are going to lose it. Live your life as a blessing. Live your life with the understanding that God has made you the person you are today to be able to take what you have and who you are, to step out into the world and to be able to make changes that can simply create a world that's never been seen before in the lives of individuals and in the community in which we live. God has truly, richly, generously, and graciously blessed each and every one of you. The question you need to ask, what are you going to do with those blessings? Amen.